Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Tom with Ramble Redhead Audio Boo, just for you. It's 9 p.m. It's 9:11 p.m. on Sunday, March the 4th of 2012. And I wanted to tell you something that I thought was really fluky and kind of scary, if you believe in signs. But I wanted to tell you, see, when I was a kid, and if you may recall, I am the youngest, and if you listen to my show at all, you've heard my sister, and she's 6 years older, and she's mean and evil when I was younger, and her and my brother would pick on me relentlessly. Well, as a little wee child, one of the things that we used to do is we used to play a lot of card games, you know, and like play Crazy 8 or Go Fish or, you know, whatever, or solitaire, you know, play solitaire, double solitaire, and all this stuff. And so we're playing. Well, then, and then I, as I got older, I started learning like euchre and, you know, and stuff like that, and rummy and, you know, poker and all that. So one time we were playing with cards, and all of a sudden Kim was like obsessed with like the occult, and she even had a Ouija board at one point, and, you know, she's going on. And then all of a sudden she gets to the Ace of Spades, and she says, "Ooh, that's the death card." And, you know, and as a little kid, you know, I was like, and you said, and she would say, "You don't want the death card to be pointed at you." And, you know, so as a little kid, you know, it kind of like scared the bejeebies out of me. So every time we'd play cards and the death card would be played, I would like turn it away from nobody, would point it to nobody, because I didn't want it to, you know, kill anybody. So anyway, so today I have to go to Detroit for a sales meeting. So I decided to go up the night before, so I don't have to worry about driving early in the morning and getting up at the butt ass crack of dawn. And so I thought I would just go ahead and, you know, leave early so that I can get up the night before and then I can get up in the morning and take my time. And I just go over to the other hotel, I'll be there around 10, 11, whatever it is, and then go on to the super exciting meetings, right? So then I thought, okay, well, I better go, and I get packed up, get everything loaded, and then I get into the vehicle, and I head over to the gas station, because you got to fill up. And then I get out, and then the place is practically deserted. So of all the places that I pick this one pump, I get out. That's my damn GPS, sorry. And then I get out of the damn car, and then all of a sudden I look down, and there is a playing card on the ground, and of course it's face down. Well, then stupid me kicks it with my shoe, and the flame goes, and it flips up, and it lands face up, and it's an ace of spades. Now, luckily, it wasn't pointing at me. It was pointing the other direction. So I kicked it over and put it back down, and it freaked me out. And so I got gas, went in and got a soda, and then I immediately called my sister, and I said, "You just gave me a curse." And she, of course, because she's evil this way, she just bust out laughing. She thought it was the funniest thing ever. And she said, "Well, you be careful." And then, of course, she says, "Oh, well, you be careful, and you have a safe trip, and will you text me when you get there? Let me know you got there, okay?" And I'm like, okay. But I said, "You ruined my life." And she laughed again. And then we hung up. And then, of course, I got on my phone and had to get on Audioboo to tell you my story. So that's what I had to tell you. So that was my exciting story of the day. Also, by the way, if you are a loyal listener of my live show on Tuesday, due to the meeting, I will not have a live show on Tuesday at 9 p.m. So nobody will be there. So unless somebody else takes over the feed, I will not be there. So please come back next Tuesday, because next Tuesday, the 13th, and then the 20th, I will have two exciting guests on my show. So please come back and check it out and listen, okay? All right. I love you. Be good, people. Bye.